backups and archives seem to come up a lot in conversation, and there seems to be a question of their relationship. Aren't backups and archives essentially the same thing, or is there a difference between them?
And the answer to that could be a yes and no. If we look at a very high level, a copy of data is a copy of data, and that's where a lot of people make this maybe they confuse both as being somewhat the same one. It's just kept longer. When we start digging into what a backup is for and what an archive is for, that's when we really start seeing the distinction here. A backup is really a copy of a file to protect yourself against data loss should something happen. So it's always a much more immediate need. As where an archive is really a copy of certain records that could be completely taken out of context of their initial environment or structure, and that are kept for future reference, not for recovery purposes. For an example of that is if you have a database, a customer database, there's all kinds of records in there. Some of the records date back from 1999. Chances are you don't really need those records to do your everyday business. This is something that you keep for whatever reason. There is a possibility here to archive part of this, yet you still back up your database every day in case something happens, because you need to access these records immediately. So there's a very specific distinction in between the two, and archives should not be used or considered to be used for DR purposes. Really, a backup is what counts. You would restore from your backups, but you don't necessarily retrieve your archives following a disaster. This data is far away, kept somewhere, safe, in case you need it, not for recovery purposes.